Letter to a little princess. Dear princess, are you ready to hear about the battle with the evil knights? It began with a surprise attack during the breakfast hour. King Jesus has requested that the palace be cleaned and the baking be done this morning, Mother Matron announced.
Groans were heard from all around the table.
But he promised to let us go on a picnic today, someone said. Princesses praise with diligence to the kitchen, said Mother Matron, as though she hadn't heard. The rest of you to your quarters for cleanup.
Princess Precious couldn't help blinking back tears when Princess Sympathy hissed,
It's not fair. Praise always gets to bake and we never do.
Or was it Sympathy? The voice didn't sound quite right, but the tears in Precious's eyes blinded her from seeing who it was. The strange voice spoke again.
Come on. I'm sure Mother Matron got the message wrong. Let's go out in the courtyard to find out.
Precious was following the newcomer outside when she felt a hand on her arm.
Where are you going,
Princess Precious?
She looked up to see Mother Matron.
That is not the way to your room.
The door to the courtyard flung open and a man in armor burst in, knocking down the new girl.
I knew they must be hiding in here. The halls must be searched, he cried.
Precious shrank back against the wall as he clanged past.
He must be an evil knight, she thought in fright. I thought King Jesus said they couldn't come in here.
Hurry, before another one comes,
the girl hissed and slipped outside. Up to your room, quickly, Mother Matron said, pulling on her arm.
Princess Precious shivered. Whom should she trust? What had King Jesus said to do when the attack came? Precious tried to think.
In the stillness, she heard the herald cry,
Obedience watch to the towers!
Precious fled up the stairs to her tower room, and suddenly a thought came to her.
Obedience?
That strange girl hadn't been wearing the golden gown of obedience. Who could she have been? Clanging and shouts came closer, and Precious quickly locked her door.
Are you in there?
A voice asked. It was Valiant. Precious opened the door a crack. Her brother stood outside, dressed in his armor.
I thought you were an evil knight, she said.
Prince Valiant laughed. No knights can come in this castle.
Then he frowned. But a bunch of their complaints and disobedient spies have been sneaking around. King Jesus ordered an alert. Have you seen any in the towers or halls?
Oh, it must have been a spy that told me to go outside, said Precious. She went out in the courtyard.
They tried to take over the carriage house. The evil knights were planning an ambush on the picnic party, Valiant said.
Oh, no, Precious said. What can we do now?
Follow the captain's orders, of course, Valiant said. He appointed Obedience to be on watch today. Didn't Mother Matron tell you anything?
I have to clean up, Precious said, looking around at her messy room. Then she smiled. I'm glad King Jesus is in charge. He isn't afraid, is he?
Never. Valiant took out his sword and it flashed in the light. He is our Prince of Peace, and we're going to win. If you see another spy, just give me a call.
I will, Precious said.
What about you, dear Princess? Love, and Faith.